Happy to welcome Michelle Kafko to the program, the owner of Organic Headshots. Michelle, it's good to chat with you here on WGN.
Thank you for having me, John.
And I'm just going to say, just for transparency, I actually know Michelle from way back when at a comedy group at the University of Illinois. But it was our producer, Andrew, who booked it. When I saw your name, I was so excited to chat with you and see all the great work you've been doing. And we don't have to tell any stories about back in college, okay?
Okay, I promise.
Exactly. all right, let's talk a little bit about Organic Headshots. You've been interested in photography for a long time, and you started this back in 2005. What was the journey like starting a place in a business in what I imagine is a very competitive field of photography?
Yeah, it kind of started, for lack of a better word, organically for me.
Yeah.
I had a career in marketing, and I was taking headshots for friends and family and just randoms now and developing them in my darkroom. And then once LinkedIn started to kick in around 2005, I kind of made that shift to doing more corporate headshots. And with my background in marketing and small business marketing, I ended up just switching over to just making just headshots. And I think what has made us survive this long, because now we're about 17 years in business, and the team is about 18 people at this point.
Wow.
Is we're just really niche. We do mostly only corporate headshots and actor headshots.
I'm looking at some of the list of your clients, the NBA, Big Ten, Facebook, PepsiCo, BMO. But you talk about taking headshots, even though those are big corporate names, that it comes down to the individual people, real people looking real good is what you say on your site. I feel like some people feel hesitant to take a headshot, but that it really is for everybody.
It is, and it's your personal brand in a way. Your headshot, especially now when everyone meets each other online or with a little profile photos in our email, it's like your first impression, and you have to kind of make that first impression. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to look like a model
right.
in your photos. It's more that you just have to look like who you are and what you do and approachable and confident and friendly, and to try to get that through a photo. Sometimes we only have 5 minutes with people. Sometimes we've got a couple hours. It's kind of an art form. Mm-hmm. It's a science, but it's an art. And it's a lot of fun. We get to meet so many different people, and we get some individuals who come off the street who just need, one headshot for themselves. And then we, like you said, we go out to BMO Harris, Capital One. We've got a lot of larger clients where we go in, we got 2 or 3 minutes with each person, and it's almost like, school picture day
right.
in the office. But it's still a one-on-one experience. And that's what the photographers that work with me at our studio, they've been here for years. And they stick around because they love that.
All right. Organicheadshots.com, by the way, is where you can go for more information and see these great photos that I'm looking at. And Michelle, I wanted to ask, nowadays with our phones taking such great photos, everyone thinks they're a photographer. And I'm not knocking amateur photographers who take great photos with their phones. It's a great way, I think, to learn that. And some people stay on that and it looks great. But I think a lot of people think they can take good headshots on their own. Why does someone need or might want a professional, even if they think that they've got it on their phone?
That's an excellent question. And if you don't want a professional photo, then don't get one, is my first response. But it's, you get that one-on-one with a photographer. Like what we do, for example, is we don't just take your photo. We
right.
talk to you about what you need the photo for. We have a photo or a headshot for a litigator is going to look different from a headshot for a therapist, for example. And we kind of take the art form of taking all of that into consideration in the photo. We take the background color, what you're wearing, the lighting. And if you've ever stepped into bad lighting, you understand mm-hmm. that the lighting could be everything. And so we can move the lighting around if we're seeing something like a double chin, or we can help you with posing. And you can't really do that on your own, and you can't really have, your cousin do that for you all the time. But if you can, more power to you, that's fine. But if not, then if you've had a number of bad photos taken, then it's time to just go in and have a professional do it, is what we usually say.
For sure. I talked to a lot of folks on the small business segment that have done what you did, right? It was a passion project and it transformed into a business. Have you enjoyed the business aspect of running a small business as much as the photography? Like, do you still get to take photos and enjoy that art, or are you managing more than you thought you would? Do you guess what I guess what I'm asking?
I think, no, I totally understand. And I think the way we've been able to stay in business as long is because I do love the business part of it. And the photographers who work with me and the makeup artists and all of the staff, that's the part they don't like. So they love just showing up to shoot and then and dealing with clients and just having amazing clients and having amazing interactions and then not having to worry about the bookkeeping, the billing,
yes.
things like that. And I'm a nerd and I still love that part. But it is about, you can get burned out if as a small business owner, if you don't balance it well. And so I still make sure I'm in the studio. I still make sure I'm shooting what I want to shoot and when I want to shoot. And I still enjoy it just as much. I just had a great session that was different from your average headshot session this last weekend, where a breast cancer survivor came in and we took her first photos since being diagnosed and going into remission and having a double mastectomy. And it was, we did a 3-hour portrait session instead of just headshots. And it was so cathartic for everybody. It was so amazing and such a great experience.
Wow.
And the stories we can get sometimes, even just from headshots and talking to people, that's what I love doing. But, you know, I love bookkeeping too. So
there you go. So you found the perfect gig. Michelle Kafko, yep. The owner of Organic Headshots, organicheadshots.com. 312-912-8321. By appointment only. You can email them booking@organicheadshots.com. Michelle, it was great to catch up. Congrats on all the success, okay?
Thanks. It was great catching up with you, too.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon. And that's our Small Business Spotlight. It is sponsored by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program.